Hey, let's talk to Don Green about the Mobile 10 South Delta. That's a better subject for me. How you doing, Don?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing today?
Hey, we're doing great, man. We're having a little rain every day, so it's cooling the water temperature down a little bit.
That's exactly right, and that's helping the fishing.
Yeah.
Anytime you got rain on that water to cool it down every day, you going good. You know, for a while there, we wasn't getting much rain. That water temperature got up to the point they wasn't hitting very good on top. But now they busted loose again.
That's right. You know, the crappie fishing's not been good lately. The water temperatures are high, and the crappie are all scattered out. So I'm looking forward to a little change in the weather, or maybe a little bit of change in the temperature, maybe make those crappie gather up around some structure again.
Well, you know, talking about crappie, I just talked to Mike Jones up at Bates Lake a few minutes ago. He says that the crappie have moved out of the creeks into the main river itself.
Mm-hmm.
He said they're just wearing them out in the main river in treetops.
Huh.
And that just that shows just how much heat has been, you know, in those creeks and things. And now we're getting the rain, but at that time, when you got hot temperatures for 2 or 3 weeks without rain like we had, it dried everything out into the deep water, and that's what happened. Now that it's raining, they're already in the river, and they'll be there till it's fall. But as far as that goes, Tom Bigby's not it's not getting much of that rain because it's still 3 feet, and it's going to have a big rise to 4.5 feet this weekend and then go back to 3 Monday. Now, the Alabama at Claiborne, it got back down to 13 feet, and it's fixing to go back up to 18 by Monday. So, you know, we're still getting that extra water down. You know, this time of the year, I can't believe it's August, and we're still getting fresh water down those rivers. That's just about unheard of. We usually got brackish water halfway up to Delta by the middle of August, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Johnson and I, my son and I, went up to put in at Chocolata the other day and went up to river. And I can't believe just above the causeway, everything is so green. You wouldn't believe any brackish water is up there yet or has been up there yet. And it'll start getting burned on it when the salt water gets up there a little bit. And it's still just as fresh as it can be up there. Beautiful but dingy. It's really dingy for this time of year.
Yeah, dingy water creates a problem for me. I just, you know, I'm not good at fishing in dingy water. But I know it can be done successfully.
Yeah. Well, the folks up at Hubbard's, they're saying there's nothing going on because the water's so dingy up there, and it's been a little bit high, and that dingy water just runs people off it. They just don't like to fish in it.
Well, you don't have that confidence, you know, that the fish can actually see the bait and find it. So,
right,
yeah.
And it hurts the crappie, especially the dingy water does.
Yes, it does. At least it hurts my crappie fishing.
I guarantee you. But the bass seem to be still doing well, delta wide, even up the rivers, especially the Tom Bigby. They're catching a lot of good bass. I know Johnson and I caught some really good bass the other day, quite a few of them, and. We didn't. Only thing we heard about rain, we could hear it off in the distance, but we didn't get any. It was a hot afternoon, but we did well.
Don, you know, the inshore guys on the saltwater side of things right now are all saying that, you know, it's slower than it has been, and mm-hmm. what they're having to do is really be persistent mm-hmm. and slow down a little bit and
slow down. That's the word.
And stay at these spots a little bit longer than they normally would. Let's get back to those crappie you're talking about out in the main mm-hmm. river channel fishing treetops. If you're pulling up onto a spot and you start fishing, how long do you give it before you move on?
Okay, what I'll do now. Here's the exact way I do it. I'll pull up outside of a treetop. First of all, I'll pick my treetop. I'll try to get treetops right behind points in slower running water. This is on the main river now. I'll find treetops in fairly deep water. 8 feet deep is not too shallow on that river. Anyway, I'll find those areas. Okay. I'll start fishing, mainly before I get to the top itself, I throw a beetle spin in there. And if I don't do anything with it, I'll pick up my pole with my cork on it and throw that minnow in there. And usually I start off about 2 feet, because if that water's dingy, they'll come up near the surface, because most of the time that's when they're feeding, is up close to the surface. Well, if they're not hitting up there, I'll go down a foot. I'll keep going down the foot in each area I fish, and I'll start on the outside edge doing this. I go down. Sometimes they may be hitting 4 feet deep, 6 feet deep. Okay, if I don't get any bumps in, then I'll get into the treetop. I have went into treetops before, and I almost gave up. But I went on to the butt of the treetop just off of the bank, and that's where I would find them, up under that main trunk of that tree right near the bank. And you got to wear a place out, you know. For example, you're talking about the saltwater fish. Now, I'm an old pro with saltwater fishing.
No. Now you step in the delta. Don't be coming out here.
One thing about saltwater fishing and freshwater fishing is during certain parts of the moon and during certain types of barometer pressures, if it's slowly dropping or it's slowly rising, whatever, you'll find that they're going to be mealy-mouthed. And you may have fish swimming around that just bump it. You may see that cork just bump a little bit sometime. That's fish swimming about, and they're not really wanting to feed. Okay, when you find that situation, you start moving your bait a little bit. Saltwater, freshwater, it doesn't matter what kind of fish we're talking about. You start moving that bait a little bit. Okay, their character is, if it looks like it's getting away, I'm going to get it before it leaves. That's the way they feed. That will trigger that, and therefore they'll hit something when they not really want to hit it.
Well, Don, I'm glad you spend most of your time up in the Delta. We don't need guys like you with all this knowledge coming down into the saltwater realm. But I think the word of the day is mealy-mouth, for sure.
Yeah, I call it mealy-mouth. Everybody laughs at me, but that's what it's like, it's a mealy-mouth.
Yeah.
But anytime, okay, we got a new moon, I think, this weekend. A new moon or a full moon. If you look at that calendar, you'll think, well, that's the best day of the month to fish. But what new and full moons do on that moon, within 24 hours of that moon, those fish become mealy-mouthed. They will hit it, but they don't really act like they want it. Mm-hmm. And you have to really give them time to take it or whatever. You fish a different way during a full or a new moon. Huh. And you got it this weekend, and the majority of those days is going to be, most of the days, going to be decent fishing at least. And they will bite, but you got to give them time to bite. My motto for summertime and wintertime fishing is low and slow.
Low and slow.
And it usually works out.
All right, Don. I appreciate it, man. You have a great weekend.
Okay, you too.
Let's check in with Mike Thompson, see what's going on around the causeway, the upper Mobile Bay. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine, guys.
Well, what's the situation on live shrimp this week?
They got plenty of live shrimp up on the causeway and down at Deer River. That's really not a problem. The fishing's been kind of slow. I mean, they're catching a few specks here and there, but it's not as wide open as it had been. Mm-hmm. You know, as it's gotten really, really hot, it slowed it down. It's that early morning action, and if you want to catch anything after that, you got to work hard for it. One good thing is the salt water is getting farther and farther up in the bay. And a lot of guys that are catching, you know, some speckled trout are also catching some Spanish mackerel mixed in with them. What they're doing is they're working the markers up the bay near Middle Bay Lighthouse, and the range markers with the four wooden legs on them. And they work around there in, you know, 50 to 100 yards above and below, looking for those fish. And they're finding a few, but like I said, they're also finding a few Spanish mackerel way up there.
This time of year, it seems like with things slowing down, you've got to be willing to do kind of like a little bit what Don was saying on the freshwater side. You can't rely on one particular bait presentation. You got to have three or four things tied on, ready to go, and expect at each spot you're going to have to, you know, pick up a few fish here or there and move on. And if you work at it and stay persistent, you end up with a box of fish, but also not being keyed in on one particular type of fish. Like you said, These guys are picking up Spanish mackerel with their speckled trout, and I've heard a lot of people talking about the puppy drum. But you also got to be prepared to deal with all that trashiness that's out there with hardhead catfish and the little pinfish and everything eating your bait. It's a different time of year, but summertime is hot, and that's just what you have to do, it seems like. Thanks, Mike, for the report.
We've got a new report for you this week, a new affiliate up in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and Brad Whitehead is our guest today from up there. He fishes the Pickwick and Wilson Lakes and the Bear Creek Lakes and crappie fishing, bass fishing, just about everything. Brad, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you very much. I'm proud to be on here with you guys and stretching out here at North Alabama to get us some good fishing tips and fishing reports.
Well, we're looking forward to talking with you every week and learning more about that area. Let's talk crappie fishing. First of all, where are you fishing for crappie? Where's the best place up there right now for you?
Well, right now we have been on Pickwick Lake, and we've also been at one of our Bear Creek Lakes, which is located there in Franklin County. There are four small watershed lakes that we fish this time of year. Up till about 2 weeks ago, the fishing had been pretty good for summertime.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to get out there at daylight, I guess that's one of the tips in fishing to about 10:30 or 11 o'clock before the boat traffic starts up has been, fairly good for summer. I think a lot of guys don't realize, and ladies don't realize, that you can catch crappie 12 months out of the year.
That's true.
So we have a fairly good summertime bite up here on an average day of 2 to 3 people in the boat. You're going to catch 35 to 40 fish.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing I can put my finger on that's changed in the last 2 weeks, we had a mayfly hatch.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when you have a mayfly hatch, your fish become where you can't touch them. I mean, they're the brim are feeding on the mayflies, the bass are feeding on the brim, and the crappie are somewhere in between. So it gets a little tough. The last 2 weeks is kind of, it's kind of been tough. So we're hoping that we're getting some rain as we speak right now, and hopefully it'll flush the lakes out and we'll get back to going to catching some numbers.
Well, Brad, how does water temperature affect the crappie and the other fish in that area?
Well, I'll tell you, it's kind of like I kind of make it kind of simple. We're guys that maybe don't get to fish as much as guys like us do. It's kind of like us. When that water temperature, a lot of people go on these hot days, and that's really not what affects the water temperature. It's the nights. If we can get some cool nights, it drops the temperature. And basically what that does is kind of like when we walk outside, on a cool morning, hey, I'm ready to go to work, I'm ready to go fishing, I'm ready to go clear some deer trails or work on a duck blind. It kind of gives a little energy to those fish. So, I'm hoping, the way the forecast looks, that we're going to get some cool nights. And what that'll do is it'll get a little energy going in these fish and make them a little more active. They don't feed as often in the summer as they do as the water temperature drops.
I have noticed that summertime fishing for crappie is a little slower than it is in the spring or fall, and that's because, and you tell me if I'm wrong, Brad, when the water temperature gets way on up there, the crappie kind of disperse and they're just scattered out everywhere.
You're exactly right. One of the ways that we fish here are pulling crankbaits. Okay, Pickwick develops a thermocline in the water, and basically what that is where the cool water meets the warm water, and it has the most oxygen in it. And what you'll find is these crappie will stay above the thermocline, and they just don't feed as often. They're kind of like us. The water's getting hot. They're hearing things, that a lot of activity that they're not used to. And what that does, relating to what you're talking about, it disperses the bait. You've got 60 boats in one area. You're going to bust up with that bait. It's going to move. It's not going to stay bunched together, and they're not going to follow it like they normally do. So once school gets started back and everything starts slowing down around your piers, boat ramps and whatnot, that kind of gets the fish going again and kind of back to their natural deal, where you're able to catch them again in big numbers, like what we like to do.
I understand. Now, pulling crankbaits is something, I guess you would call it relatively new for crappie fishing. It hadn't been around a long time. How effective is that compared to spider rigging with minnows?
Well, it's for the summertime, it allows the fishermen to get out there an extra few months. You know, I take people from as far as New York, from Tampa, all the way out to Texas. And everybody's got the idea that they want to fish, you know, March and April, which that's great. That's when you're going to catch your numbers. But a lot of times people think after March and April, well, we can't catch any fish. They're gone. Mm. And what those crankbaits do, it's really not the bait, it's the way it's presented. You're able to cover so much water in a short period of time.
Right.
You're running about 1.5, 1.7 miles an hour, and you're able to cover so much more territory. And I think that's one of the key things that allows you to catch 25, 30 fish a morning with the crankbait.
Well, Brad, we had a little earlier in the show, we had Don Green talking about crappie fishing in the Mobile Delta, and one of the things he's keyed on right now is finding these treetops that are kind of in the bend of the river. And so if somebody's wanting to go out this weekend and go after crappie, what would you key in on? What kind of structure? What would you look for?
No doubt. It's the same way here. We caught fish last Friday, the same technique. You know, drop by one of your local bait stores, get you some minnows. In this area, they run bait every week, so a lot of the gas stations has fresh bait. Go out. You know, it might take you a few minutes or it might take you an hour or so to turn your electronics on and find your brush pile. Now, the brush piles that we've been fishing in Pickwick and the Bear Creek Lakes are anywhere. Now, the treetop now is setting in anywhere from about 17 to 22 foot of water. Okay, set up on the treetop. What we're using are double minnow rigs, B&M double minnow rigs. Drop them down. You don't want to get them, you know, where you're tangled up and pulling back and forth and disturbing that treetop. You want to try to get to the top of it and basically let your boat set still. That's one of the keys right now. If you're going to fish structure, Pickwick, the Bear Creek Lakes are full of brush piles, you know, that the everyday fishermen put out, stake beds, and just sit there. Don't move on them. You know, it might take 5 minutes, it might take 10 minutes. But once you get a bite, those fish will be positioned on that treetop on one end of it and just sit there. And you should be able to catch, you know, 8, 10, 15 crappie.
So you're presenting your bait kind of up above the structure?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Because when you get hung up on that structure, you're disturbing fish, aren't you?
You are. I will tell you a little short story. I got to fish with a lot of guys from up north, the guys from End Fishermen, and they fish. They use these underwater cameras. And we actually brought one down to one of the Bear Creek lakes, and we caught 22 fish off this treetop. Well, before we left, I asked them, I said, let's try something. I hung my jig in the treetop, and I see guys do this a lot, and I jerked on it about 4 or 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I dropped the camera down, and the top was in 22 foot of water. There was no fish on that treetop. Now, did we catch all the fish off that treetop? I don't think so, but I do believe with jerking the bait, we disturbed it, and the fish are gone. You know, that's just something that I learned several years ago, and I still today, if you're going with me, and you hang a treetop, I like to make one continuous pull. I don't like to jerk on it.
Yeah.
And that's something I try to tell people a lot that don't get the opportunity to get out and fish, that could help them catch 8 or 10 fish out of a treetop extra.
You're right. You know, another tip I'd like to pass along as far as that goes, you grab your line, you pull steady on that hang-up, you pop your line, pull it loose or whatever. Don't be jerking on it. But also, if you grab your line and start pulling and the limb starts moving towards you, just go ahead and cut the line.
I agree with you 100%. I've seen it done 1,000 times, and it, you know, it's just something that people don't think about. Guys like us that get to spend, you know, 4 or 5 days or 3 or 4 days a week on the water, you just kind of get a few tips there that'll help you. you know, catch 5 or 6, 7 foot more fish.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have one last thing I want to talk to you about is if you're in, let's say you pull up to a huge treetop, and you know you're pretty much sure that it's too big to fish in, it's too brushy. Have you ever disturbed that treetop to make the fish come out of it and catch them when they're coming back in?
Well, I tell you what I did one time. Now, it's similar to that, and it's going to kind of sound crazy, but I actually had an outdoor rider in the boat with me to actually see it. Down here, we put out a lot of stake beds, and those stake beds have algae on them, mm-hmm. which, just like the treetops, they'll catch algae. And I drove over it, and we fished it, and I didn't catch any fish off of it. So we come back over it, and I actually just goosed the motor just a little bit and disturbed it enough to blow the algae off of what we were fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And we come back about 30 minutes later and ended up catching a dozen or so fish off of it.
Now, I know.
I don't know. You know, that sounds like a good fish tale, but, yeah. You know, I had proof that day. It was, I've just been 1 in 1,000 deals. But, yeah. You know, when you're doing what I do on these lakes, I want to fill the live well.
Yeah.
That's the whole ball. You know, when people go home, they want a cooler full of fish.
Well, give everybody your phone number in case they want to book a trip with you, man.
256-483-0834.
All right, Brad, I appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you every week.
Well, thank you very much. You guys have a good day.
All right. Let's talk to Joe Dunn at Miller's Ferry, see what's going on up there. How you doing, Joe?
Doing great, Alan.
Well, how's the fishing for crappie this week?
Well, hopefully it's going to get a little bit better. Last week was a wash because of the I didn't know if y'all – we got a bunch of high water. I mean
– yeah.
It here it is, the 1st of August, and river jumps, you know, 15, 20 feet. You know, it makes it a little different.
It sure
when you're
does.
Used to this.
Yeah.
And had a lot of muddy, stained water come down, and it's just now settling back out. So, I mean, all it did is probably shove some of those fish, you know, back up inside some of those mouths, or either just made them hunker down closer to the cover or up in some eddies. But by this weekend, everything should be getting back to normal, and they should transition right on back to the same patterns. But like I said, last weekend, it was a mess.
Well, Don Green earlier today said that around Bates Lake in a delta, the fish or the crappie are out in the river now. They've left the creeks, I guess, because of the high water temperatures. And at Miller's Ferry, you've told me in recent weeks that you're catching fish in the main river.
Right. And like I said, that's where we had been doing everything. But now, like I said, it just changed things
and
up.
Got so, muddy.
This weekend, it should be getting back to normal with them, you know, out in the edges of the river along the you know, the main channel, sticking to, obviously should be sticking real close to wood. And I had been catching a lot of small shad, though, too, with the cast net for the jugs and everything was, you know, a lot of bait right now, too.
Well, the catfishing should be hanging in there real well, even with the high water.
Yeah, like I said, it's just going to shove, make things get back a little bit again. They're not going to do like in the spring, run all the way to the back, but they'll just move back in and suspend is what they're going to do.
Hmm. So you move your catfish jugs up into the creeks?
Yes, I wouldn't stay out in that because, like I said, the river up here was really, really swift.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it was moving, so it wasn't like just a little bit of water. It was a lot of water.
Yeah.
So you'd have had to move back up inside, or you know, jugs. You had to. I mean, they'd have took off and been gone quick.
Yeah.
So you just made everything push back up in a little bit.
All right. That's good information from Joe Dunn. He's up at Dunn Sports in Thomasville, if y'all get a chance to stop by there and say hello. Thank you so much, Joe.
All right. Appreciate it, Alan.